LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
Hi, I'm the Live Earl Jive, and I have a program here on KXFM Wednesdays at 6 p.m., and it's called Oh Canada. I'll tell you more about it later. But the thing right now is you probably never heard of me. You don't know me from a tree over somewhere across the street. So I'll tell you a little as we go along. And if I happen to speak of something that makes you laugh or may, oh, I remember that, some kind of a nostalgic memory gland item that you don't even know about. And anyway, if I do something, or even entertain you, perhaps something would happen that would be entertaining. Entertainment, laughter, memory. You, I am going to ask, are then going to dig deep and give us a little bit of, well, you can't see, but I'm rubbing my fingers together. A little bit of this. Because KXFM does a lot for the community here in Laguna Beach. And we don't have commercials. We depend on you, the Laguna Beach person, to keep us going. For instance, all the COVID-19 updates that you've gotten throughout the year. In fact, KXFM hosted Laguna Beach High School drive-through graduation. I can't do that song. Well, maybe I can find it here. Pomp, P-O-M-P, and, whoops, that's not an and. Pomp and circumstantial evidence. Yes, friends, if you were in the drive-through graduation and perhaps you have your platoma with you right now, think about it. You wouldn't even know you had it if you hadn't been listening to the radio and heard yourself graduate right here on KXFM. So I'm going to ask you if anything good has ever happened in the past year to you because of this radio station, please donate $25, $50, $100. If you want to call right now, that would be a good thing. Just give us a call. 945-715-KXFM. That's 945-715-5936. We'd really like to hear from you. It means a lot to us. And now back to me, already in progress.
This is You TV, for you, the viewer.
The Howl of the Wolf Movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Yes, it was High School Madness way back then, back in 1970. Yeah, that was the Firesign Theater, a group that I worked with back in 1970 when I was also on the radio here in the OC. And the Firesign Theater, if you're not familiar with them, a comedy troupe from the 60s, 70s, and even now. And they are known as the Beatles of comedy. I was their in-studio producer and audio augmentation man. I would just throw things at them and sound effects or, you know, little songs here, things. I was known as the fifth member. Anyway, the reason I bring them up is because if you're familiar with the Firesign Theater and you've appreciated the Firesign Theater in the past, perhaps you could dig in and get a little cashish out of your pocket unit. Give it to KXFM because we've done a lot for the community. We have Mayor Bob Whalen on the air whenever he has something to say. There was a fundraiser earlier this year for out-of-work musicians. COVID has hit a lot of us very hard, and KXFM has been there. So if you could just give us a call right now. Operators are standing by to take your call. Yes, it's 949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. 36. I tried to find a song for our leader, the guy who started this whole thing and the general manager of KXFM, Tyler. And I came across something very close. Here's a little bit of Monica. I'm the Live Earl Drive again. The number to call, please donate now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number 5. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your head to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Count them. 5. Mambo's for you there. Mambo number 5. Lou Bega from KXFM with the Live Earl Jive. Ordinarily, I host O Canada Wednesdays at 6 p.m. But through time shifting and the magic of radio, we're now coming to you on this KXFM takeover, asking you to give back to a station that has given so much to Laguna Beach and hopefully to you. I'm in my 8th year here and I've seen the station do so many things. It really is deserving of your attention right now. You can go to the kxfmradio.org webpage and you can donate there. And of course, just call that magic number in the 949 area code. The number, of course, to call is 715 KXFM. If you can't remember KXFM, just dial 5936. That's 715
5936. Operators are standing by. I know Jerry Lewis is there just off another telethon somewhere, ready to take your call, as are many other imitation celebrities. Now, already we've gotten money on Facebook. Before even going on the air today, I'd like to thank Gary Slate, who is a philanthropist in Canada, has given so much money to the Canadian music industry. We worked together at Q107 back in the 80s, and then he took over a big broadcasting conglomerate along with his father, and then with the $1 billion they sold that stuff for, he has put so much money into the Canadian music industry as just as a way to get the music going. So thank you, Gary Slate, for your initial donation there, which really got us going, $100. And Gary Earl Dennis of Hamilton donated $8, $15 from Ann Connolly of Sudbury, Ontario, and from Toronto, Jim Valentine, who wrote a very nice thing on Facebook. If you want to go and see his comment on the donation page, I think you can. Thank you, Jim. You are so kind, and I'm sure I don't deserve any of that. $25 from Bristol, Tennessee. That's Angela Barrett Gray. She sent that money along. Thank you, Angela. We're probably going to be living with you next year because we have nowhere else to live. So we'll see you soon. And also Andre St. Amant. I've known him since the 70s. And the first time I met him, he came by the radio station. I was sitting there at CFCF, which is the first broadcast station, I believe, in the world from 1919, before KDKA, which was an American station. But anyway, CFCF was on the air, and we were doing the Expos game. And I was standing by doing nothing, and he came by to see the radio station as a teenager and ended up being vice president of one of the biggest radio broadcasting companies in Quebec. So from Montreal, thank you to Andre St. Amant. You're so sweet. And Tom Williams? He's the godfather of the show Old Canada. He was the guy who told Tyler, why don't you have a Canadian show? And then I said, I could do that. And Tyler said, well, yeah, okay, nobody else went for it, so I guess it's you. And then, of course, Fergus Hamilton, longtime member of the Canadian music industry. Thank you, Fergus, for your 19. I see about a lot of $19 contributions here. I know those are Canadian $25 bills. You know, if you convert a Canadian $25 bill, it comes to 19, so that's how I can tell what a 19 means. And Michael Angemeer. Now, that sounds like a Dutch name or something, so I don't know if it's Angemeer or Angemeer or whatever it is. Michael, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So if you have a chance, just give us a call or go to the web page or go on Facebook and look for Earl's donation page on KXFM and give us some cashish. Right now we're going to hear a little tune from the Glass Animals. Glass Animals.
First night, all I think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Go on, baby, think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
Been faking me out, can't make you happy or not. You even when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. I just wanna know what you're dreaming of. When you sleep and smile so comfortable, I just wish that I could give you that. That look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
sorry. I don't think I cried tonight. I'm not your friend.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're
Ask me the musical question. If I can call you tonight, please call now. Dayglow there from KXFM. I am the Live Earl Jive, and coming to you live and direct. You know, I got to confess, I really wanted to talk after that Billie Eilish song. And it seemed like it ended so quickly that I wasn't prepared, and the next song just automatically went into play mode, the Dayglow song. But the key, you might say, Earl, you don't sound like you're in control. Well, I'm in control of almost everything except, of course, my mouth. That rattles off on its own. But also the music is coming from Laguna Beach, one of my favorite places, but my mouth is coming from Toronto right now. I am at the foot of Bathurst Street, looking out at Lake Ontario, which is so odd because I can look out at Lake Ontario just like when you're standing in the door of KXFM. You can look out on the Pacific Ocean over there. So they sort of look alike. One tastes saltier than the other. And so I wanted to confess that I'm coming to you from Toronto, where it seems like all of my pledges are coming from. These donations are coming from Canada. Now, please, people, I don't think there's that many Torontonians. Lisa, okay, one. But the rest of you are not Canadian. So if you haven't donated yet and you've ever laughed at KXFM, I know I have. And perhaps you heard Tyler do something naughty on the air once, or somebody told you something about COVID-19 that saved your life. Think about it. That's worth $5 at least, maybe even $25. But as much as you can possibly spare, it would really help out because the station doesn't have commercials and we never repeat anything. And the station doesn't have commercials and we never repeat anything. And the station doesn't have commercials and we never repeat anything. So with that in mind, the number to call, 949, stick your finger in that other thing there, 715-5936. 715-5936. If you can do that right now, I'll clear my throat in the middle of a word and mention the other songs that we heard there. I should have probably done that back at the onset, but it was Glass Animals at the beginning with Heat Wave. Oh, that's a good one, Earl. And also we heard Bakar, First Time, and then Billie Eilish, of course, and Dayglow with... That's great music, Earl. Who's picking it? I don't know. I bet it was me. And, well, KXFM plays music for you. We're playing the music usually before you hear it 1,000 times on some other ding-dong radio station. So if you're fed up with ding-dong radio, dig deep, you know, have a heart. Dig inside your little tiny black heart and find $25, maybe $50. Maybe you've got a lot of money, you know, laying around the house, and you might want to drive it down to the station. We're at the corner of PCH and Pearl. Just you can go up and knock on the door and leave a bag of money there and it'll be just fine, I'm sure. Also, well, I'll tell you that about later, okay? Because I think it's time to say some witty phrase, something special like, I know I wanted to tell you this before we play the next song, so I'll do that first. There's a guy named David Campbell. He has so many Grammys and I think he has Emmys. He's a very famous Torontonian. David Campbell, he did the strings on and orchestration on a lot of Adele's music and on so many records and songs that you've heard. But the thing is, the first few albums by his son, he worked on those as well. His son's name is Beck. And here's Beck with the Gorillaz. Hey, XFM.
Future Batman, not before Christmas. a plastic Cleopatra on a throne of ice. She's a hemophiliac with a dying battery life. Candy colored fingers and southern fried eyes. Thinking airbrush thoughts with the logo on a mind. It's so delightful. It's so insightful. It's so frightful. Yeah. Feeling it every single day. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's time to party. It's time to party. Yeah, the valley where you wake up every beautiful day. And the world you created in your image is golden. Valley made of mirrors, all the light is so bright. You can feel like a pagan. You can feel like a pagan. In the valley where you wake up every beautiful day. And the world you created in your image is golden. Valley made of mirrors, all the light is so bright. You can feel like a pagan. You can feel like a pagan. In the valley.
Yeah, I live in the valley. I heard there's this shaman out in the desert. They're getting really transcendental and hypey. I'm on a cleanse. Yeah, the hot tub is really chill.
Gorillas, the Gorillas with Beck. You know, I mentioned Beck's dad is David Campbell. Beck Campbell's his whole full name. David Campbell has had so many big hits that between him and Beck, they've got, I think they use their Grammys and Emmys and everything to line a wall so they don't have to buy wallpaper. But Beck, you know, semi-Canadian Beck, and I'm semi-Canadian myself. I'm the Live Earl Jive, and we're coming to you live from Toronto through the airwaves of KXFM at 104.7, Human Crafted Radio. And speaking of that, you know, when I used to be on Saturdays 4 or 5 years ago, however long it was, I remember that. And I was on Saturday afternoons at KXFM, and the guy who was on before me was a feller who, his name was Jim Kerr from Simple Minds. And Simple Minds sort of broke in Toronto as a result of all of our airplay. And it's funny because I think I might have met him. And then my wife found a picture of Jim Kerr and myself. And I said, oh, yeah, there's proof. So I don't remember much of what's going on. I can't even remember the song we just played. But I know the one's coming up right now. KXFM Laguna Beach and the Knox with Foster the People, All About You.
Lights never came to dawn.
Oh, yeah, there we were. Foster the People were on that one, along with the Knox, All About You. And it is all about you, except when it's about me. But mostly it's about you right now, because we really need your help here at KXFM. You know, we don't do this often, asking for money. We don't have commercials on where you're really irritated because you don't take Benadryl or anything like that that they're advertising. So the fact that we're letting the music play and talking about things that you need to know about, things about Laguna Beach, the city council meetings, for instance. I'm glued to the radio when those things are on, and I just can't get away. So I find some glue remover or something like that by the end of it, and all things are good. And you know, the COVID, speaking of COVID-19, I know we have a COVID version of a song coming up. I don't know which one it is, but I'll look up into it momentarily. But I'm so happy to be here. As I said, we're in our eighth year, and there are a lot of people who have been here longer than I have. No one's found the way out yet, but as soon as we find an exit, we're going to get out of here. I don't know what Tyler did with all the keys that were supposed to unlock the doors, but eventually we'll get out, but obviously it ain't going to be today. So you might as well give us a ring on that phone thing, 949-715-KXFM. Call and donate $25, $50 if you can, and I'll give it to you again more slowly. 949-715-5936. I'm the Live Earl Jive, and we got a tune coming up by, let me think, I looked at my list here and I got my thumb on it. Oh, it's called Visitor.
Better in the back of my mind. Oh, you need to wake up.
The adults are talking right now. Strokes from KXFM. I'm the Live Earl, and of Monsters and Men prior to that with Visitor. Earl, where do you get all these good songs? And I have to admit, thanks for asking, I have to admit, I took them right off the Radio Jive 2020 Future Hit Survey. And in fact, coming up, we've got the number one song of the week coming up next. And earlier we played the song that knocks it out of number one this Saturday by Billie Eilishes, and I don't even remember the name of that one. If I did, I would have said Therefore I Am, but I can't remember what it's called. So I am coming to you live and direct, as I'm sure the money is just like, it's like a cash register thing. Like, I remember, oh, hold on a sec. It's my lovely matrimonial unit. The lovely and talented Beverly Hills. What can I do for you, honey bunny? I'm on the air.
Oh, is that what you're doing? You're working?
Well, I know I've told you this before, but I really am right now.
Oh, my God. Everybody take a picture.
Honey,
girl's working.
Honey bunny, I got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
In fact, the next song I play is by somebody who came and got in your car. In fact, well, I'll tell part of the story, then you tell the rest of the story. Beverly was, I think it was at Pavilions on the corner of Vine.
Starbucks.
It was at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Where the guy got in your car. We had a new Lexus hybrid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of car was he driving?
Eurovan.
Okay. And was it, what color was it?
I'm not going to say because it's pretty distinctive.
And he's a fairly famous guy. He took over as the leader of a group after the group he was in sort of went defunct. Is that true?
No, they're still together.
No. Prior to
that. Oh, that first one. Yeah.
The first band. They were from Seattle. It rains a lot up there, so you never know what's going to happen. And Buddy Kills Himself was the leader of that band. And and so this guy, I think he was the drummer, and he just took over and kept the thing going, maybe. Anyway, so his name is Dave Grohl. So Dave Grohl walks up to, and he didn't even say anything. He just got in your car, right?
Yeah, because I was listening to a program on the about a jazz musician that was from Canada, and it was super interesting. And I think it was on the CBC. Yeah, it was on Sirius or something. And so I was listening to that. And he just kind of parks himself in the car, the door open, and is fascinated with the story and is listening and says, thank you. Okay. All right, then. But we talked a bit more and that, you know, I'm not going to give any details away on that. But yeah.
No, but and he was fascinated with your, it was a hybrid Lexus that had just come out. So people weren't accustomed to seeing him or anything. And he was also curious about that.
Yeah. There's a lot going on there, and it was like 12 years ago now, I think. So,
oh my God, that was when you were a teenager. Okay.
Put a couple of twos and threes in front of those numbers.
According to the age I hear you're giving everybody now, you were like 7 years old 12 years ago. So, well, thanks, Beverly, for calling. I really appreciate it, and I'll call you if I ever find a place that has a cell service and a phone, okay?
Okay. I don't know why you appreciate it this time so much, because I always call you.
I know, but this time it's important because you told me the story about Dave Grohl, and here's the number one hit of the week on the Jive 2020 by Foo Fighters from KXFM.
I'll be the one, be the moon. report suspicious activities and call 911 for immediate response.
And there's still no word on the virus.
Turn off the TV, it's starting to freak me out. It's so loud, it's like my ears are bleeding. What am I feeling? Can't look at the ceiling. The light is so bright, it's like I'm overheating. This mind isn't mine, who am I to judge? Oh, I should be fine, but it's all too much. I get overwhelmed so easily, my anxiety inside of me makes it hard to breathe. Words come over me, feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily, my anxiety keeps me silent. When I try to speak, words come over me, feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed. All of these faces who don't know what space is, and crowds are shut down, I'm overstimulated. Nobody gets it, say I'm too sensitive. I can't listen cause I'm eyeing the exits. This mind isn't mine, who am I to judge? Oh, I should be fine, but it's all too much. I get overwhelmed so easily, my anxiety creeps inside of me. Makes it hard to breathe, words come over me, feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily, my anxiety keeps me silent. When I try to speak, words come over me, feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed. I get overwhelmed. I should be fine, but it's all too much. I should be fine, but I'm not. I get overwhelmed so easily, my anxiety creeps inside of me. Makes it hard to breathe, words come over me, feels like I'm somebody else. I get overwhelmed so easily.
Snakes. Oh my God. Royal and the Serpent. I'm thinking of snakes. Reptiles there. Royal and the Serpent with Overwhelmed. KXFM, the live Earl Jive, coming to you live and direct from Toronto at the foot of Bathurst Street. And it's so weird because this guy texted me just before I was about to go on the air and say, you want to meet over at the Loblaws? He lives, I'm in the giant 27th floor of the giant KXFM building in downtown Canada right now, and he's in the next building over. His name is David Marsden, the Mars Bar, and he texted me to go to meet him, and then I turn on the radio to hear what's happening just before my takeover on KXFM, and I heard the band with The Weight. And David Marsden, the guy who texted me, is a guy who contributed one of the members of the band to the band because he was a teenager at the time, and he managed a group called Evil. It's love backwards. Evil, and the Levon Helm, and, well, it's a long story. I'll have to tell you next time we're trying to raise some cashish, okay? So dig deep. I've got to go now. I'm starting to hallucinate, so I have to go, but it's been a great time, and I really appreciate your stinking with me. So I will say this. Please, if you can, donate a little bit, and we'll see you next time on KXFM.
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogens. My cigarette burnt my finger, cause I forgot I lit it. Ripping with my sinners, cause you know that I ain't no beginner. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in. I just couldn't open up, I'm always shifting. Go find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian.
My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it. Drunk in Seattle, two balls and without a paddle. I don't remember your face or your hair or your name or your smile, 'cause I just couldn't open up. I'm always shifting. Find yourself a man who's strong and tall and Christian. Push it past the limit, tripping on a hallucinogenic. And then I crawled back to the life that I said I wouldn't live in, 'cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now I am just but the wayward man, what with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand. 'Cause I carried on like the wayward son. And now through and through I've come undone. And now what with my bloodshot eyes and my shaky hand, pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenic. My cigarette burnt my finger, 'cause I forgot I lit it.